That's the worst.
Feedback 2022 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 feedback and preview.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
Hey, happy new year, man.
All you feedbackers. I don't know if there's many, but we're back. And we're back.
It's good to be back.
There's just a few loose ends from the end of the year that we want to go through. Just as part of the process. So, hope everyone had a good holiday, new year thing, and enjoyed the time getting your ears loose and ready for more worse podcast. Anyway, Papa Benish dropped in a random new O-Town item.
Yeah, he did.
Which was just like, it was an article. To celebrate the end of 2021, I saw this UK article on the worst songs about sex. As expected, O-Town makes a very respectable showing at number 12 on the list. Happy New Year, Papa B.
That's it.
That's it. Yep. He wanted to close out the year with...
with what brought him to fame.
A final O-Town blast. And then Holbert sent us a couple messages on Patreon. He said, I purposely saved your latest episodes for my week off between Christmas and New Year's. I was a bit nervous on your take of Dwayne Johnson, as I love The Rock. Perfectly done.
Mm-hmm.
That was like when we did heavy metal, and he was like, uh-oh, this could go sideways quickly. But we hit the sweet spot. Same with her. I think we did a good job of saying, now listen, we love The Rock. Everyone loves a little rock in their lives. But consider this as well. So it's always good to get kudos from Holbert, who can be a very harsh critic of things across the board. Then he said, he sent me a two worsts, just random worsts. The worst, the term goat. Nowadays, there needs to be a goat that is modern. And that is not the case. Goat pitcher, Nolan Ryan. Goat in basketball, Michael Jordan. Those need not be contested, and certainly not on a yearly season basis. My beef with the term goat is that it historically means somebody who loses the game. Mm-hmm. Right? You're either the hero or the goat.
Cubs goat, yes.
So how it has been co-opted by the sports world to mean greatest of all time, I suppose it was co-opted by LL Cool J, because I feel like he coined the term.
I was just going to say that.
But it's the irony that goat is the term for in sports when forever... it has meant you ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
You are arguably the worst if you're the goat.
It's all your fault.
Yeah. That's my beef with goat, but I don't disagree with Holbert's take there. Raven sent us a raven.
Yeah, you did.
The worst thing about 2021 is that Aaron Rodgers could win for the worst. You guys made the point that 2021 was more of the same 2020, and it's so true, at least in terms of worst things. Actually, a surprising amount of good happened to me this year. which I'm super grateful, for which I'm super grateful, not the least of which was becoming the first number one listener. So, good year for me. So I'll accept the pick as much as I could not care any less about Aaron Rodgers or the antics of any professional athletes. But anyway, thanks for introducing me to the Island Boys, because looking into that took 10 minutes out of my life I'll never get back. I've seen all these different, like, Island Boy references since that, by the way. I have to thank you guys back for keeping this up for 3 years when you could have retired in glory at any point leading up to here. Thanks for bringing a smile to my face and for keeping us all engaged and in the discourse too. Here's to discovering and educating the masses on the proper worsts, parentheses, for all topics but two, just two.
Just two.
You know which two. And to many more worsts. Happy holidays, Chaboy, Eric.
Well said.
I mean, it's a raven from Eric Ravens.
Ravens. We need to send ravens.
It feels good to say that again.
Right? I haven't said it in a while. I think it all the time. I'm always thinking about a raven from Eric Ravens. But wait.
Who isn't?
What are the two for all topics?
But that's what I didn't get.
You know which two.
We know what two.
Here's
just
to discovering two. And educating the masses on the proper worsts for all topics but two. I don't know which two, Eric Ravens. Huh. He knows more about the show than we do.
What two topics?
And finally...
Well, now I'm going to be thinking about that.
Before I let you give a preview of the coming year...
Yeah.
Bree sent us a similar congratulatory message. Congratulations on 150, boys. Not 150 boys, 150 episodes. Boys.
Phrasing.
You've provided me with countless hours of entertainment as I walk the streets of Buffalo. In the immortal words of Anakin, thank you.
Thank you.
So yeah, we're excited to put 2021 behind us. We made it through, and we're on to bigger and better in 2022.
Yeah. So, we've been in the lab. We went in the lab, and we're trying to come up with a way to maximize your worst podcast experience.
Wait, is that what it is, or is it to maximize our not having...
Well, we're going to cut down on some of the fluff in order to make the podcast more efficient. So, you'll still get your feedback on Monday. You'll still get your episode on Wednesday, but we will be cutting down the episode number for the year from 50 to 36, I believe.
Basically breaking the year up into two seasons, you know, like a normal entertainment entity.
Right. So you'll get 18 to 20 episodes in the spring, winter and spring, and we'll take a break for summer, and then you'll get 18 to 20 episodes for fall and the beginning part of winter. So we'll be taking essentially June, July, and August will be
hiatus.
We'll be off, but we're hoping to be able to release some exclusive Patreon content in that time.
Yeah.
So it won't be completely worst podcastless.
So right during the summer. Season 4 starts on Wednesday with that episode and runs to basically the end of May. then we'll be off for 3 months for the summer, basically. And then season 5 will come back in September through the end of the year.
Right.
Well, hopefully it will give us a respite because it's a lot of work. It'll hopefully help us beef up the Patreon and get some more worthy content there. And it'll hopefully just keep everybody's ears and brains fresh. But there's always plenty of worsts, so we're gonna keep that momentum going, coming off of our third year.
There's a Patreon announcement to be made, but you can all hear that on Wednesday when you listen to the episode.
Oh.
Gonna have to come back to hear it.
Feedback.
I think that's it.
That was your feedback. And a preview. And your feedback. And a little preview. A 2022 preview of the feedback. And your preview.
Don't be the worst.
Continue to not be the worst.